Overview. A viral comedy sketch mocking two Haitian officials' comments has renewed scrutiny of the government's response to the end of temporary protected status for Haitians in the United States. Comedian Kervin Cantave K. Cantave used satire to highlight the gap between government assurances that returning Haitians can be reintegrated and the realities they could face, including gang violence, limited housing and employment, weak health care, and restricted transportation. Port-au-Prince, a viral comedy sketch mocking Haitian officials over their plans to reintegrate Haitians losing temporary protected status, TPS, in the United States has revived a broader question. What exactly is Haiti prepared to offer people who are forced to return? Comedian Kervin Cantave K. Cantave has turned responses and comments by two Haitian officials into satire, portraying deportees arriving in a country where gang control, insecurity, limited employment, and weak public services could make reintegration difficult. The humor reflects growing frustration among Haitians and advocates who say the government has offered assurances about reintegration without publicly presenting a concrete plan for housing, employment, healthcare, transportation, or other assistance. Still, the situation has become more urgent after the Trump administration, emboldened by a U.S. Supreme Court decision, officially ended TPS protections for Haitians, leaving tens of thousands of beneficiaries without legal status and facing the prospect of being deported. Cantave's sketch follows the resurfacing of a July 1, 2025 video in which Kathia Verdier, Haiti's Minister for Haitians Living Abroad, MHAVE, said the government was working to reintegrate TPS beneficiaries returning to Haiti. "We are working on the reintegration of people who are returning to their homeland," Verdier said during the government's televised Mardi de la Nation meeting. The video has circulated widely again as deportations loom, prompting social media users to question what has become of that promise. Cantave K turns government assurances into mockery. In his sketch, Cantave portrays the Haitian state preparing to receive deportees, but instead of offering assurances about housing, employment, or public services, he warns them about the realities awaiting them. Dressed in a black jersey and an apricot yellow vest, and carrying a notebook and pencil, Cantave presents a fictional orientation session for returning Haitians. "You need to master the sound of gunshots," he says in the sketch, warning that not every bullet is fired for the same reason. He also mocks the difficulty of traveling within Haiti, warning that some areas are inaccessible because of gang control, and suggesting that people who own homes in dangerous areas should find somewhere else to live. The satire highlights a contradiction at the center of the deportation debate. The Haitian government says it is preparing to reintegrate returnees while it remains unable to provide basic security and services to people already living there. According to the United Nations, gangs control more than 85% of the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area. Armed groups have also expanded their influence beyond the capital, including parts of the Artibonite and Center departments. Cantave's fictional briefing also points to unemployment, inadequate hospitals, limited access to credit, and the difficulty of traveling between departments. He underscores how returning under those circumstances could create significant economic and social challenges for many who have spent years or even decades building their lives in the U.S. Consul General's comments add to backlash. Verdier is not the only Haitian official whose comments have drawn attention. Iveric Delerm Cyril, Haiti's Consul General in Miami, has also become the target of Cantave's satire following remarks in a podcast interview with journalist Luxon Saintville last week. Cyril questioned calls for the Haitian government to make special preparations for former TPS beneficiaries, saying they are returning to their own country rather than attending a government-organized event. In the interview, he argued that responsibility for receiving returning Haitians should not fall solely on the government, but should involve communities and Haitian society more broadly. "Make no mistake," Cyril said, 12 million people are still living in Haiti." He also argued that many TPS beneficiaries are professionals who would be able to manage their return. The remarks circulated online and prompted debate about whether the Haitian government has a responsibility to provide specific assistance to its nationals being deported after years of living and working in the U.S. Haiti's government, continue to offer a more optimistic assessment of the country's security situation. At the United Nations on July 20, Foreign Affairs and Religious Affairs Minister Reina Forbin said Haiti was making progress against insecurity and moving closer to holding free elections. "We are closer than we have been in several years to restoring security and holding elections," Forbin said. Yet that gap between official assurances and the reality on the ground is what Kantave's comedy has brought back into public view, turning it into a subject of ridicule, anger, and growing concern among Haitians at home and abroad. No unveiled plan as deportations loom, international officials question forced returns. The government's public response has remained limited. Jean Naget Benhur Delva, Director General of Haiti's National Migration Office, ONM, said last month that the U.S. Embassy in Haiti had informed him that about 250 Haitians could be deported each week. But Delva could not confirm whether the government had established measures to support their reintegration. He said the migration office's responsibility would be to receive deportees at airports in coordination with the police. The Haitian Times also contacted Verdier last month about her 2025 comments on reintegration. She did not respond. A member of her communications team said the TPS issue falls under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Religious Affairs rather than the ministry responsible for Haitians living abroad. Meanwhile, advocates say the government has not done enough to challenge the end of TPS or explain how Haiti can safely receive large numbers of returnees. Stanley Orbruth Doriscar, communications officer for the Support Group for Returnees and Refugees, GARR, said the government should have sought TPS renewal because conditions in Haiti do not allow for safe and sustainable returns. In the case of TPS, the government had a duty to request the renewal of the program because it should have made clear that there are no conditions in Haiti for these Haitians to return to the country, Doriscar said during a press conference AUG. 4. GARR has also criticized what it describes as the government's broader failure to advocate for Haitians facing deportation and other rights violations abroad. A Facebook user commenting under Mater Kim's profile concurred, saying the government has a responsibility to demonstrate that it is preparing for returnees, but questioned what such preparations could realistically accomplish in the current environment. The Haitian state cannot provide services to those inside the country, much less to those who will arrive, the user said. The concerns extend beyond Haitian civil society. William O'Neill, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, designated expert on Haiti, has called for an end to forced returns to the country. In an AUG 9 interview with Spanish newspaper El País, O'Neill said the human rights situation in Haiti is catastrophic and that forced returns cannot currently be considered safe, dignified, or sustainable. "Nobody should be deported or forced to return to Haiti," O'Neill said.